Welcome to our very first edition of our new social media talk that we'll be doing weekly here on eRadio with Rian Jordan, Digital Marketing, talking about social media and more, and helping you to understand it. We've got the expert on the line. The Rian Jordan from Rian Jordan Digital Marketing joins us here on eRadio. Rian, how are you doing?
Hi, Ian. Thank you very much. All good this side. Nice and cold. But all good. Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, you have a lot of experience with social media, having national and international clients managing their social media. So you have a very good idea of what is happening at the moment and how it is happening. But today we'll start with the basics. Let's look at each social media channel and what it is used for.
Certainly. That's actually a very good question. We just had a little discussion before we started recording. And one of the most important things I want to mention to you is I always want to say that let's go back to basics. A lot of clients, we find when they do a website, they go and look, and it's like there's Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, LinkedIn. So basically, they go and open an account on all of them, and it's a box that you tick. To me, that is the absolute wrong way to do it, because if you have an account, for example, on X, formerly Twitter, and you never post on it, that actually does more damage to your business than if you never opened it in the first place. So as out of the blocks, I just want to mention, before you go and tick boxes, rather just go and evaluate your business and make sure that whatever channels you do decide to go with, that you've actually got the content and that it speaks to your audience. So that's very, very important.
Yeah, you have to ask yourself, you know, my target audience, will I find them on Twitter, or are they too old? Are they too young? Will they actually be on X or Twitter or even TikTok? You know, when you have an older audience, they're probably not on TikTok. They're probably on Facebook, if we're being honest.
Absolutely.
Rian, now you mentioned, you know, these social media profiles that businesses open and there's nothing going on it. What is the image it's giving to the public or to the user when there's nothing going on? Does it tell the person there's not great management, or does it tell them the business is no longer operational? What kind of image does it give?
In today's day and age, where instant gratification is basically the norm, imagine you see something, a product, for example, or you go to a client's website and now you want to read more about these products and you click on the social media channels. If there's nothing being posted and there's something that shows, or the last post was done in 2017 or something, the first thing in my mind is this business is not in business anymore.
Yeah.
That's the first one. And secondly, if you do eventually buy from that business, it always stays in your sort of in the back of your mind, like you say, it's a two-edged sword. Why aren't they posting? You know, are they, like you say, it's mismanagement, if I almost want to say it like that. Mm. Or a very difficult, you know, to evaluate whether the business is actually still in business.
And a lot of times, some of the employees started Facebook pages or whatever pages, and then obviously they no longer with the company, and then they took the page with them, and nobody had access to it to, you know, carry it over. And they have the pages now with posts from 7 years ago, just standing empty. You see that so often. In fact, I think Facebook should actually remove those pages after a while.
Absolutely, it is. We deal with that daily. So first of all, I want to say, if whatever channels you open, the admin rights should always, but always, be with the client. We don't take over a client's pages and they are not admins. That's a recipe for disaster. And especially, like you say, if you give it to an employee to open up, and tomorrow that employee doesn't work for you, imagine if he doesn't want to hand over the usernames and passwords, it's all that work gone, and there's not much really you can do about it. So the other thing as well, I'm sure everybody has seen it, you go to a business and then you see there's three or four pages for this business. It's worth, even if you have to profiles that's not getting managed, because on the one that you're actually doing the work and paying for ads to say people must go and follow the page, if there's four, they might most likely will go and follow the wrong page. So that is definitely something to look at. And like I say, the admin rights, you should never ever relinquish admin rights on your pages as a business owner.
To me, it's shocking because sometimes you go, especially on Facebook, you see this so often. You go and you search for the business name and now you've got like three or four pages coming up, people checking in at the wrong one, people posting on the wrong one or commenting on the wrong one. And posts from, like you said, about 2017, like 7 years ago, you know. And later on, now it's extra work for us, you know, the followers or the users, because we need to go and find the page that's actually, you know, recent and happening. You know, so I mean, just get rid of it, consolidate, you know, merge or whatever you have to do, or I think Facebook should remove it after a while when it's not active. I mean, it's just taking up space and causing confusion.
Absolutely. The only problem with that is you can actually report duplicate pages and etc., but it is quite a mission. It's not just, there's nobody that you can talk to, if I can say it like that. So most of these things takes a lot of time. We've had it with clients where we've been busy for 6 months and we still can't get the pages deleted that the previous employee had. So yes, the best is never relinquish your admin rights. And if you did, then you'll have to unfortunately get somebody professional in to try and merge those pages or delete those pages. But like I say, that's a process, minimum 6 months, most probably. Sometimes you're lucky, but that's the exception to the rule.
Sure. And as you said, Rian, you know, about the admin rights, that's a big issue, because also when people have admin rights and they get hacked or whatever on their Facebook account, the hackers now have access to your page as well, and they can post all kinds of things, scams or whatever, using your business name. And I mean, that's incredibly worrying.
Absolutely. And I need to emphasize this point to all the listeners. Please, please make sure that you have two-factor authentication on your personal Facebook profile. We've had it recently from a client where they didn't have two-factor authentication. They hacked their one admin's account. That person now basically gets admin rights on the whole page, deleted everybody else, and then closed the page. So, and there's nothing you can do. We tried everything to recover the page. There's nothing you can do. So the best is that you have two-factor authentication, which means you'll get a PIN like if you log into the bank. And obviously, if it's not you, never ever share that PIN, because that's where the hacking and the stuff starts.
Exactly. And that's a nightmare. And it can take a long time. I mean, trying to contact Facebook or any of these big companies, you're probably going to get like an automated response. And not really chat to the humans. So in closing, Rian, what would you say if my business is very visual and I like posting photos of whatever I make or produce, the best one would be what, photo-based? Would it be Instagram?
Absolutely. I'll quickly run through them for you very quickly just to give a summary on the different channels. So I know a lot of people say shy away from Facebook these days. I promise you that is still your best channel and the cheapest channel for you to actually work on. So, and it's also, it's mixed media. So you've got text, you've got images, you've got videos, you've got articles, events, etc. So for that, Facebook is definitely the best one. Instagram, your content needs to be high quality images. You've got the short videos, stories, and reels, and etc., like those ones on Instagram. So if you have a very visual brand or a brand where you can do visual storytelling, then Instagram is a great channel for you. Twitter, or the X, or the formerly Twitter, sorry for that one. It's an interesting one because a lot of people are moving away from X now. I always say if you are a news outlet site, so for example, if there's snow in the country or whatever, and you want to follow where the snow is, Twitter is an excellent channel to go and have a look at that. You basically just search for snow and all those recent posts will come up. But now you can imagine 2 days later, there's no more snow. So all that content is then, I almost want to say, irrelevant. Yeah. So it's an immediate channel. So if you have the whole day and you can answer each and every tweet that comes your way, great. Otherwise, I would stay away unless you've got real-time news that goes out and it's time sensitive. So that would be my recommendation for X. TikTok, there's a lot of hype about TikTok at the moment. We as a company shy away from doing TikTok on behalf of clients simply because your TikTok channel is video intensive, first of all. So most of our clients cannot supply us 5 video clips per week from their business. The content becomes an issue. And that is something that needs to be generated on the property or at the business itself. It's not, you can do it remotely, but that's not the ideal for TikTok. And obviously, that is if your business is trying to reach Gen Z, then that's a great channel for you. And I just want to warn clients as well that with TikTok, everybody thinks if you, because you get amazing results on TikTok, but those are few and far between. It doesn't mean that if you open up a TikTok account tomorrow and you post a video that you're going to reach 10,000 people. That is the exception to the rule. So please don't get pulled into the TikTok frenzy about it's easy to post there. It's not, right?
Yeah.
And then the last one, obviously, is LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is a business-to-business channel. So that is for professional articles, updates, job postings, company news, industry insights. So if your business are doing business with other businesses, that's an excellent channel for you. If not, then I would stay away from that. So that's a quick summary of the 5 channels, the most important channels, and what they are used for or should be used for.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that insight, Rian. Of course, Rian Jordan from Rian Jordan Digital Marketing, or RJDM. How do we get in touch with you, Rian?
Ian, the guys can call us at any time. My telephone number is 082-727-4560. Or alternative, they can just visit rjdm.co.za. And all our contact details and the services that we provide will be on the website.
And listen out for the ad on eRadio, because there you also get the details.
There we go. Thank you very much for that.
thanks to you, Rian. And next week, we'll be asking the question, why is no one liking my Facebook posts? That is quite a sensitive topic.
Great. And there's a lot of answers for that one.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. Rian, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ian.
Attention business owners and entrepreneurs, are you ready to take your online presence to new heights? Look no further than Rian Jordan Marketing, your one-stop solution for all your digital needs. Whether it's a stunning website, top-notch hosting services, eye-catching graphic designs, or social media marketing to boost your online presence, we can help. Our dedication to excellence and a track record of success is what sets us apart. Rian Jordan Marketing is trusted by both South African and international clients, delivering results that speak for themselves. Don't miss out on the opportunity to transform your online presence. Contact Rian Jordan Marketing today and let us turn your digital dreams into reality. Visit our website at rjdm.co.za or give us a call at 087-1488-408. Rian Jordan Marketing. Your success is our priority.